today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We get some feedback from Kajel in Scandinavia.
You mean Kajel?
Shell?
Kajel?
Nell?
Shell?
Kel? Gel?
Kajel? Well.
All right, you guys recovered from yesterday's episode?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, I kind of lost some sleep over that.
Mm-hmm. Spent some time last night kind of digesting that, listening to it, put it on a loop, listening to it over and over again.
Processing it, pulling it apart, breaking it down. We made some flow charts.
Yes.
Helped.
Yeah. Echo Park Jimmy is not the only person to correspond with Rockin' the Suburbs, mm-mm, which, by the way, I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And Sam is with us all week. We also get some emails and some other calls from people, mm-hmm, about different things that we ramble on about. And we're going to feature those the rest of this week.
That sounds good.
Starting with today's episode, where we got a couple of messages and emails about Flying Nun Records.
Yeah, that's right.
So you did a week of episodes with Nick Scalera.
I did.
He's still talking about it right now.
Praise Nick Scalera. Yes. Yeah. Great man. Jim was out doing some important dad business. So Nick and I buckled down over in my basement because we'd always wanted to get to this topic of Flying Nun. As Echo Park Jimmy said, you probably get a lot of people saying, hey, you should do a show on this. Well, Nick was right on it, man. And he said, let's do a show on Flying Nun.
Yeah.
You know, the iconic New Zealand label. So here we got a Facebook message, Jim, from Tim Hamlin of New Zealand. And he wrote, right, just want to say bravo on the Flying Nun week. My first purchase was the Dunedin double EP for $12 that I got for my milk round. Been a tragic ever since. I was brought up 2 hours south of Dunedin in New Zealand in a town called Gore, a shithole. Anyway, when I first came across your podcast on Flying Nun, I was skeptical. See what I did there? But your in-depth knowledge was something to behold. Bravo again. I can't think of anything you missed. Every time I thought you would miss a point, you would mention it. I lived in Dunedin for a few years after the wonderful days. Flying Nun was driven by an appetite of students who wanted something different. Something Dunedin. It's a town where all our doctors, dentists, and lawyers train, so they studied hard, and they also seriously partied hard. Make the trip to Dunedin one day. It's the same, but different. Because we consume music differently now, and the pressure on study is now huge, I miss the wonderful days when you could go into a record shop and choose blind, then go home and play the LP or EP many times over. Thanks again. Just wanted to congratulate you on your knowledge. Even in New Zealand, it was treated as an outcast. Flying Nun, I think. Those bands you speak of got no help from radio. The government even put a New Zealand quota on a station, and they still couldn't get played. Programmers just played what was hot in rock and roll magazines, which makes the Flying Nun journey something great. Righto. Hopefully you didn't waste your time, as you were. P.S. I played in a band in Christchurch in the 90s. We were pretty shit, but we supported Belter Space a few times. Then they were called Nelsh Belter Space. We were talking over systems. A cloud burst in between us. A cloud burst in between us. I noticed the lack of something. Feelings are away. Thank you, Tim. That's an amazing message. And
very nice.
Yeah, thank you so much. Nick and I put a lot of work into that. And when I say we, I mean Nick put a lot of work into that. And I just sort of oozed out some of my old school Flying Nun knowledge that I have from just collecting records. But thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thanks for the message. That was great, Tim. And good to hear from someone who, you know, knows this stuff firsthand.
Yeah.
Right?
It was there, man. When your first one is the Dunedin double, that's pretty good.
Okay, so speaking of Flying Nun Week, we got a related email here from Chell Arn Sandvik.
Thank you.
Who is from Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
And Chell says this. After the Flying Nun retrospective, that was great, he says in parentheses, check out the Norwegian label Perfect Pop, started by the vocalist Bartleby of the Tables fame. He sold off the label later and now has his own tape label called Groovy Tapes. But the name of the label, because he's talking about Perfect Pop, it started as Stupid Records to release the first Tables album. It also makes, but the name of the label also makes the mission statement for the label and its releases. My pick for best bands are The Tables, of course, and Astro Burger. I believe most of the music are available on Spotify and or Tidal and Apple Music. With regards, Chell. So, are you familiar with any of these bands?
No, I am not. This is all fresh.
I have heard of The Tables. I know they were a band from the late 80s, maybe early 90s, maybe is closer to it, that were Norwegian, I think.
Okay.
That's about as far as it goes for me.
Got it.
So Chell here mentions this because, you know, you and Nick did the series of episodes on one specific label New Zealand. So he's saying, you know, check out this specific label in Norway. I think I found The Tables here.
Yeah, and a link to the Perfect Pop Records website was also helpfully included as well, which is really great. And there's some Groovy Tapes on here. I see they have a band called the Loch Ness Mouse, which is a pretty good name.
I found an album called Wonderland, The Greatest Adventures, 1988 to 2003, by The Tables. Let's see, what song? Well, let's just go with Great Adventures in Wonderland.
All right.
Bouncy.
Yeah, very bouncy. Fun. Can definitely hear the Flying Nun influence on that for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. The chills a little bit with the keyboard parts and the early clean. Absolutely. I really like that.
That was good.
Very cool.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
It's good that we're reaching people all around the world.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
People are passing these things around.
Right here from the deck in the suburbs.
It also gives me hope because I can see the analytics for the site. And when I see European listeners, it always makes me really happy when we get emails from European listeners. It's truly awesome.
From Ashburn to Norway. I think that's a pretty common route.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. And
Ashburn to Oslo.
If IKEA would like to sponsor the show, maybe. That's not Norway, but it's close by.
Sure.
Yeah. And what's more suburban, really, than IKEA furniture?
You're exactly right.
That seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah, it really does.
Even if the furniture's not a perfect fit. The pieces, yeah. Okay. So, thanks again for the messages. We love it when we hear from listeners near or far. You can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can message us on Facebook or Twitter, or I guess even Instagram, kind of, sort of.
Sure.
You can
absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. You can message us on Instagram.
Do all that stuff.
Do all of it.
It's all those. You can find us at Suburbs Pod.
Yeah.
Or you can call and leave a message and we'll play your voice. We have one of those coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party line.
The number is 612-440-1984. And also listen frequently.
Every day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. Each weekend.
Okay, do that. Okay, so let's play out here with something from Astro Burger.
Oh, that sounds great.
Fittingly, the song is called Oslo by Night. Rock in the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
They were called Nelf. Then they were called Nelf. Nelsh. 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 Then they were called Nelf. Nelsh. Nelsh. Nelsh.